Praise the Lord. Message number 64. The title of the message, God Saves the Righteous Man. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 34 and let us read the whole Psalm. I extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord healed him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, ye His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Even when he slays the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems His servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this time. Thank You for Your word to us. I pray, O God, that Your message shall be preached clearly to Your people. Speak to each and every one of us. We pray, O God, that out of the message, people get saved, people get put all their trust unto You, O God. I pray that Your message will bring help and hope and healing and wholeness in the life of Your people. I pray that the message will also inspire many of Your people to change their ways of life and follow Your peaceful ways. We thank You, God. We bless You, Jesus. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David wrote the psalm after the Lord had saved him from troubles. As we know that David had been running away from Saul, who were trying to hunt him and finish his life. So he went and he hide under one of the king of Gath. And then when he was there in the area of the king of Gath, some of the people informed the king that this is David, the king of the land, and they told him the song that, that the people were singing about David. When David heard about that, he took his words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. He was afraid that the king would finish his life, because it was made to be clear that that person, David, is an important person who followed God, and he is against the life and the work of the non-believer, so that his life was made in danger. So what David did, God gave David the wisdom. So he pretended to be insane in their presence, and while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. We can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 21 and verse 13. So he pretended to be a madman. So when the people and the king noticed that, they say about him in verse 14, Achish said to his servants, "Look at the man, he is insane. Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? But this man come into my house." So finally he ordered that they will drove him away. They will drive him away from the king. And that was the way that God saved the life of King David from the hand of the king of Gath, who thought that David is madman, and so he asked that this madman go away from him. In response to that deliverance, the Lord saved him from the hand of King Saul, and the Lord also saved him with his wisdom, with the wisdom of the Lord, from the king of Gath. In response to that, David sang Psalm 34. "I will extol the Lord at all time. He will praise the Lord. He will lift up the name of the Lord at all time. And he say his praise will always be on my lips, because the Lord has done great things for David." Who would know that God will give such a wisdom to David, and David's life will be saved by this wisdom of the Lord. The same for you and for me, my dear brother and sister. In time of troubles, as we pray and ask the Lord will lead us, and he will give us wisdom how to escape the traps of the enemy, and when he deliver us and give us victory, that is the time we'll come to the Lord and make commitment to God, that we will continue to praise him, we will continue to serve him, we will continue to walk in his ways. David say, "My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. My soul will boast in the Lord, because God gave him wisdom. So that is the strength of David. He will boast only in the Lord. The same for us. We will boast only with the cross of Jesus. Only God, our Savior, the God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the only one who will be able to save us and deliver us in times of troubles and also from the hands of all our enemies. We will continue to boast in the Lord. We will continue to testify about the goodness of the Lord. Those who are afflicted, those who had trusted their life unto the Lord, they will rejoice with us. When they will hear our testimonies, when they will hear how God helped us, they will also rejoice and be glad. Verse 3, glorify the Lord with me. Yes, let us exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Let us give our honor and glory all to the Lord who delivered us from our troubles. David said in verse 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fear. He sought the Lord when he saw himself in trouble. He sought the Lord and the Lord delivered him from all his fears. When David came to know that the king of Gath knew about his identity, he was full of fear that he would be caught at any time and his life will be finished. When he exposed to that danger, he ran to the Lord. And that is me and you, what we need to do. When we are in troubles, let us come to the Lord, let us seek him, and he will take all our fears and he will assure us. David concludes and he says in verse 5, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Those who look to the Lord when they have a problem, they are radiant. God will not put them to the shame. There are people who look to friends, who looks to king, who looks to important people who can help them, who look to money, who look to power, who look to degrees and qualification. They think that in these things there is power and there is deliverance. No. If you trust all these things, sure you will be put to the shame. But if you seek the Lord, if you look to the Lord, if your eyes is fixed on the Lord, your face will be radiant. You will never be put to shame. You will laugh at the end. And you will testify about his goodness and you will praise the Lord. So, hear a teaching for us. When you are in danger, look unto him and trust him fully. Those who trust in the Lord, they will never be put to shame. David say in verse 6, this poor man called and the Lord healed him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The poor man, in the common language, the man who has no money, the man who has no power, the man who has no people, the man who has no influences, they will say he is a poor man, he can do nothing. But the poor man can be a rich man and can be a great man if he put his trust on the Lord. The poor man who put his trust on the Lord, he is richer and he is more powerful and he can do better than rich and influential people who trust themselves, trust their money, trust their friends, trust their contact, but they don't trust the Lord. This poor man, he called upon the Lord, and the Lord saved him out of all his troubles. God can save you from all your troubles, even if you don't have anyone to help you. You trust in the Lord. What help you expect from people, God can give you, and God can aid you with a better help and support. And God is able to save you from all your troubles. God can deliver you out from all your fears, and God can save you out from all your troubles, financial troubles, health troubles. People, they may come against you and become your enemies. God can still able to save you from all these troubles. In verse 7, David say, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. God's angel is around those who fear him. Where the angel of the Lord, they do camping, where they encamp, where they dwell or live, they dwell and live and encamp around those who fear the Lord. Hallelujah. So here, if you start to fear God, if you live in the fear of the Lord, and if you start to obey God and live a righteous living, the angel of the Lord will encamp around you to deliver you. He will deliver you and he will protect you. David said in verse 8, test and see that the Lord is good. Test the goodness of the Lord. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. David said, try the Lord. See how much God is good. See how much God can help you and God can support you in your life. Blessed is the Lord. If you take refuge in him, he will really bless you. Fear the Lord, your sins. For those who fear him, lack nothing. That is the teaching that David had concluded. And he is telling that to us. And that is what I am telling you now. God's word telling you now. Fear the Lord. Fear God. Your sins, your people, fear the Lord. As you fear him, then you will lack nothing good. Everything will be abounding you, and you will be made rich in every way. Verse 10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The lions, when they are hungry, they go outside to catch an animal and prey to eat. They may go outside and might not be able to get a food. That's what the word of God says. The lions may grow weak and hungry. They may not get their living. But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Those who start to seek God, those who are following God and trust him in their life, they will lack no good thing. Powerful people, famous people, rich people, and influential people, one day they may be in need and they will fall into troubles. But those who seek God, always the Lord will provide all their needs. David said in verse 11, come my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. He had good experience with God, and he wanted to teach the people, and that is here today. The word of God is for you. Come my children, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. How you fear God. How you live your life unto him. It is not much difficult. Verse 12, he says, whoever of you loves life and desire to see many good days. If you love life and you want to see many good days, if that is your heart desire, if you want to really enjoy your life and enjoy it to the full, then what you need to do in verse 13, he says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. And that is very important thing here. Keep your tongue from evil. Why the tongue speak evil? Because the tongue is connected with the heart. And if the heart is unclean and evil, then the heart will continue pump the tongue with words, with evil word, and then that will cause you to downfall and cause you into troubles. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. If you want to live a good life and to see good days, cleanse your heart from bitterness, unforgiveness, immorality, theft, murder, slander, because out of these things that is in the heart, the mouth will speak. If there are bad things in your heart, from that bad store, the mouth also will speak. So cleanse your heart and get sanctified, so your tongue will not speak evil and your lips will not speak lies, and the Lord will bless you with a prosperous life and will make you see very good days. Verse 14, he said, turn from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. The other thing you need to do is turn from evil. Those who harm you, those who did bad to you, you just go away from them. Don't try to revenge or retaliate or take your right. Let God himself will fight for you. He will be the one to take your wrath from them and he will give it to you. Thus, that is the true message. Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Verse 15, he said, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. Those who live according to God's will, they are righteous people. God's eyes are on them, and his ears are attentive to their cry. God is watching over their life and God is listening so that he will not miss their crying when they cry unto him. So here, if you want God's eyes to be on you and his ears to be attentive to your prayer, then you live a righteous way of life. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. If you are going to do evil, or if you are doing evil, you need to stop. Because the face of the Lord is against you. God's face is against you. You don't have favor, you don't have help, you don't have deliverance, you don't have salvation from the Lord, unless you stop doing evil. And if you don't stop, just one day put in your mind that God will cut you off from the land. Those evil doers around you, even whatever their situation now, maybe they are prosperous, maybe they have material things, externally that's what you see, but believe the word of God. One day the Lord will come and will cut off that person from the earth because he was not willing to repent. If they are not following God, whatever they have, one day all will be taken away from them. So trust the Lord. Live as a righteous life. Verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them He delivers them from all their troubles. The righteous people, they cry out to the Lord. The Lord hears them. The Lord hears us when we are righteous people, we don't do wrong things. And the Lord will deliver us from all our troubles. The value of living a righteous life, when we cry to the Lord will listen us, will listen to us. The value of living a righteous life, that we have a faith to come to God and ask Him to help us in time of trouble. Verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in the spirit. Those who are brokenhearted, those who are humble, those who are poor in the spirit, those who are meek, those who are willing to abide and follow His will and suffer even there's persecution or hardship, those who are facing a trial and they are persevering, God is close to them. God is close to those kind of people. And as the word of God says, and save those who are crushed in spirit. And He will give salvation and deliverance for them and will solve their problems. If you want the Lord to be with us, that is the way we ought to be. We need to be meek, humble people, teachable people, poor in the spirit, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, and the Lord will save us and deliver us and restore us. Verse 19, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. You may have many problems, many hardships, many difficulties, but as you are a righteous man, finally, the Lord will come, and He will not deliver you or save you or solve some of your problems, but the Lord will deliver you from all of them. The righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Sure, the Lord will come, will save you from all your troubles. As you are righteous, as you start to seek Him, as you start to walk in His way. He says in verse 20, He protects all His bones. No one of them will be broken. This is a prophecy about the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that when He was crucified, no one of His bones was broken. Because that is the promise of the Lord. He protects all His bones. Not one of them will be broken. The same for you. As you live a righteous life, even trials and hardship and problem will come and people will fight, but the Lord will not allow that you will be broken or you will be harmed and not be able to stand again. Verse 21, evil will slay the wicked. The force of the righteous will be condemned. Evil will slay the wicked. Thus, wicked people, people who live in sin, immorality, stealing, usury, gambling, corruption, whatever they are doing now wrong, finally evil will slay them. They will die also with a mishap, accident, fight, they may die by murder, all this possible because the Lord say evil will slay the wicked. And there's the enemy of the righteous, they will be condemned. Your enemy, you don't need to fight, you just need to follow God. God will fight for us, God will fight for you, God will fight for me, because that is His promise. The force of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeem his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. As we take refuge in the Lord, trust him, read his word, obey his commands, the Lord will redeem us. Christ our Lord, he shed his blood on the cross to redeem us from sin and death. He paid the price in full for us, and he freed us because he loves us. And as we take refuge in him, he is redeeming us, and we will not be condemned. We are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. God save the righteous man. God with his people. It's time for you to really trust the Lord. Put your full confidence on him. Away from doing wrong. Keep your tongues and lips from speaking lies or deceits, or speaking evil. God is going to help you and save you as you continue to follow him and walk in his ways. He will send his angel in time of your trouble. In fact, the word of God said that the angel of the Lord encamps near those righteous, near those who fear the Lord, to deliver them from all their troubles and hardship. Let's come to the Lord in a prayer, and let us start praying, trusting him. Tell him, Lord, I thank you for your word. I come to know that living a righteous life, turning away from evil and doing what is good, being away from fight and strife, Lord, thank you because you taught me, even if the devil people fight, I don't need to fight or quarrel with them. You will be the one, O God. As I seek peace, you will be the one to fight all my enemies, and you will be the one to put them to shame. Remind me always, Lord, of this word of yours, so that I will apply them faithfully in my life. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto me, O God. Thank you because you had helped me, O Lord, much. Teach me, Lord, to continue, O God, to follow you and obey you and walk in your ways. I pray, Lord, I pray that people get safe as they hear the message. People get repent, get revived, will change their ways of life and understanding of life, O God. We pray out of the message, many righteous people, many disciples, who will faithfully commit their ways and life fully unto you, delighting that you will save them and you will deliver them from all their troubles. Anyone, Lord, who commit himself to abide this message, to abide with this word of yours, Lord, bless and prosper and reward him and save him on the spot from all his troubles. Thank you, God. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to your people who are in need to hear your word. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.